Take it away, Bill.
Welcome. How you doing, guys? Category 5 community coffee break for Friday, March 27th. I had to check the calendar. I don't even know what day it is anymore.
It's the 27th.
Okay, all run together now.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do.
Oh, my.
And Robbie's ripping down a lunch.
Just make sure you don't choke on it, Robbie. We don't want to have you dying on stream here.
I'm not a witness.
That'd make a great stream, wouldn't it?
That would break terms of contract right there, terms of services.
And he wonders why it's hard to get insurance for broadcast.
There you go.
And then suddenly everybody says, should we, like, disable our Kickstarter?
That would be
he'll be back in a few minutes or probably a few seconds. I don't know. He's up there. He is. Okay.
Sorry about that.
He got more coffee.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Is Bo keeping you in line? You keeping Bo in line?
You can't really. Need to get that straight.
What a day. My goodness. I just got a notification on my screen from the contractor. He's going to be meeting me in 35 minutes. 35 minutes.
Okay.
Oh, BP9.
Yes, sir.
Just see what I got here.
Oh, dear.
I know. I saw that. I saw that. Congratulations.
Is there a kiss, at least?
I haven't seen the YouTube video yet, but I saw the introductory picture on the YouTube screen. Yes, good job. Congratulations.
Very good.
So let's get into it. Yep. BP9 had a question about wanted to discuss the pine farm.
I did. Yes.
And we got Bo on the line.
And I'm so happy that Bo's online.
Yeah.
Because I've been reading up on that excellent looking phone, and of course can't get it anywhere, as you already know.
Good luck getting any peripherals right now.
Well, even spare parts for them. I thought I'll be sneaky. I'll see if I can order the spare parts and assemble it myself. But
I got this today.
Oh, Bill.
What is that?
I got that today. That's an NVMe drive.
When did you order it?
Last week.
Okay. Yeah, like last week was kind of the cutoff for most like peripheral orders and stuff like that. Now it's like everything will just be like May.
Because I'm going to have to hold off on ordering those computer parts for a gaming PC then.
Yeah.
We're still shipping.
So. I was going to order
you've got stuff going out of your place. That's cool. But I think what it is, Bo, is once you're out, you're not going to be able to get new stock.
Oh, no, we're still able to get stuff. We just got a big shipment yesterday. Yeah.
Well, fantastic.
Cool.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Did that include any PineBook Pros or Pine phones? Please say
PineBook Pros are coming next month, I think.
Oh, goody. Nice.
We're not seeing the same up here, Bo. It's been really hard to source everything.
Nice. On a phone.
Yeah. So I'm booting Ubuntu Touch right now, UB ports.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Quit teasing me, man. Quit teasing me. Stop it. Oh, that looks nice.
Well, that's too cool.
That's brilliant.
So here's my question for you, Bo. Is that the same chipset as in the PineBooks, the PineBook and the PineBook Pro?
No, the original PineBook, yes. It's A64.
Okay. So theoretically, I could download one of those distros that are meant for the Pine phone, and it should run on the PineBook?
If you modified the device tree, it probably would.
Yeah, the device tree is going to be the issue. But if you want to get a taste for it,
I do.
The Pine A64, the original.
Yes. Yes.
Or the SO Pine. Well, SO Pine doesn't do a display, though. But, the Pine A64 or the Pine Book, the original Pine Book, both Both use the same chip.
Good. I have an original Pine book, and I think, Robbie, you do too, because you and I both, lamented about the keyboard big time because the configuration of the keyboard, I had the same problem. So,
yeah.
But
so they got that right on the Pinebook Pro, though. The
Bo, stop it, man. Now, can you show me, please, the phone app on that? That's the one thing in all the research I've done. Like, is that just a Linux application that comes with the distro? Because there's no distro on the actual device, right? When you get it, right. You have to download one and install it,
right?
And that would include the application, right?
So this is where I keep all of my PinePhone distros in a.
Nice.
That's the organizer, micro SD organizer. It's really hard to do things backwards. I don't know how people do it.
I get it. But,
so I have them all labeled. So I can flip them out, but they change so fast that I have to keep on re-imaging them. But anyway, here's the phone app. I don't know if you can see it.
Now, how does it keep track of things like your contacts, that sort of stuff? Does it connect to a card dev server or something, or how does that? Is there anything like that?
Here's the recent and missed calls area. But
okay.
Yeah, so those are. I guess you have to poke.
When you've shown the touch, it seems like it's not responsive. Is that just because you're doing it backwards, or are they still having some trouble?
Because I don't know if I'm supposed to poke it or push it. right here in Ubuntu Touch, if I poke it in the right spot, there it goes.
Okay.
But then at the bottom, I have to drag it.
So
it's just a matter of getting used to the interface. Each app or each app and each distro is a little different. Also, if you do a slow drag from this side, you get into the app switcher.
Oh, okay.
Currently running. Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to see if I can't download that distro and then or any number of distros and stick them on my Pinebook, my original Pinebook, and see how it works. It should work, right?
I don't know. the display is the issue because you're. I did look it up. This is a 1440x800, I think.
I know. I was looking at it too. I think it's 1290 by something.
1440x960. I don't know. 1440x720. That's
it's a pretty nice screen anyway. It's amazing.
Yeah. So it's better than the 800x40 I said yes last time.
I know.
Can I ask you guys something?
Sure.
All in favor of renaming the coffee break Pine Phone Porn?
Why? Oh, no.
Well, we don't need to rename because it's synonymous.
Well, you know, I've got other stuff to show you. Because I want to show you some really high-tech stuff, you know. I don't know whether you've seen this before.
This is what you showed me yesterday.
That's part of what I showed you yesterday, but this one's got batteries charged up.
Oh, wow. That's TRS Model 80, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That is a TRS 80 Model 100, yes, sir.
Oh, TRS 80, that's a...
Yes, TRS 80 Model 100. That is like state-of-the-art in 1983 or 1984.
I would actually really like to try one of those things one of these days. Just use it as like a dedicated text editing machine just to write articles.
Perfect.
That would be fun.
That's what this is perfect for, because of the full travel keyboard right there. And I don't know if you can see the screens running on it. Can you actually see the screen or
no?
Can't really make out the.
Let me put this on.
Oh my God! Is that a portable TRS-80?
Yes, it is.
Agamotto. You didn't
see if I can flip the camera around. and do my best not to do my best not to show my really messy desktop.
Yes, in middle school, I got to use one of those because I was on the school newspaper.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was quite handy going out to the sporting
news. There you go.
Type everything.
I can't tell what mine looks like, but well, let me see if I can see that. Oh, there it is. Oh, yeah, much better. And so you can just literally select what you want. If you jump into text, let me try that again because I'm trying to do this through the screen. I think I've got a test file here. And I think it's got some. So there's, I can't spell, obviously, but.
And
you can see that's, you can see that's 40 characters, right? I mean, that is 8 lines by 40 characters. But there's other, you know, you can do better than 8 lines by 40 characters by doing this. Jump into the ultimate ROM. What kind
of operating system it's running on that on that thing?
Say again.
You know what kind of operating system is on it?
Oh, there's no operating system to speak of on this. This has 64K of memory.
Wait, that's which, Windows 10, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
Wow, that was like CPM DOS or something.
Oh, make me come up there.
This is not. This is not. This is not CPM. Although I will tell you, there is a project. There's a plugin you can get for this. Literally a card you can plug into the option ROM slot that is going to let you run CPM on this thing. But now you can see that with the ultimate ROM option ROM in there, you now have 60 characters across the screen.
It would be fun to have an operating system altered running on that thing and putting a web server on it just to see if it worked.
This thing barely running 2 mega, not even 2 megahertz. Well, maybe 2 megahertz. It's got a 8080 processor in it, not Z80 or a Z80 as you call it.
A
Z80. No, it's not a Z80 or a Z80. It is an 8080 or an 8085, or more specifically, 80C85, because that is the CMOS or low current version of the CPU. But full travel keyboard. You got to watch that numlock key because that will enable the numeric keys on there, and that locks down. So,
and BP9, where's the insert key?
There is no insert key on this. But it might be possible.
How the quotation mark wasn't on the number 2 key was supposed to be.
There's the quote. There's the quotation mark right there. It actually matches pretty close to a regular keyboard. I mean,
that looks nice.
It's a gorgeous keyboard to type on. I've had this probably literally 30 years or something, and it still runs just fine. I love it. So
of
anyway,
it's simple.
Wow.
So simple, yeah.
Yep.
So yeah. Now,
and then there is one obvious question. What's the battery life of that thing?
This thing runs on, let me show you. It runs on, yes, 4 AA's.
Like 2 weeks worth at least.
And it will run for like a month on 4 AA's.
Oh, yep. Wow.
Nice.
Yep. Try and get that out of a regular laptop.
Yeah, I saw an article earlier this morning that company has launched a laptop with a 21-hour battery life.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Are we allowed to say the company name on here, or are we not allowed to say the company name on here?
I don't remember the company name. That's why I don't say it.
If you know it, Storm Chaser, that's fine.
Okay, System 76.
Ah, cool. Yes.
Oh, them. Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And you got to figure if it has, what was it, 21 hours?
Mm-hmm.
So that, yeah. like that must be like if you were using it nonstop for 21 hours, but who does that?
Well, that was, yeah, I don't know how they managed to test that, but that was apparently while running Vim on it or something like that. They said that it would last 21 hours.
It's like my Bluetooth headphones. Like it says that it has 12 hours battery life, but that that will last for a month before I have to put it on the charger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So before the PinePhone came out, do you guys want to see what I was working on in the same vein?
Indeed.
Yes.
Oh, let me see. So not this.
Not a pocket phone from...
Show this thing over here, too.
Is this so like this a phone?
This is a Odroid View 5 and a touchscreen. And this is an Odroid C0 with a 3,000 milliamp hour battery. I wired up this USB hub to it so that I could connect. Let's see. A 4G USB dongle to it.
Ah, that's awesome.
And this one is running Android just because the C0 runs Android really slick. but you could run Linux on it.
Hmm. Wicked.
Yeah, I'm figuring maybe next year I might get a Pine phone if they're still viable.
I'm thinking I might get a Pine phone too, but I just...
Now, is that a tablet?
So you can basically build your own phone if you want to.
Yeah.
I remember one of the Stallman's talks 15 years ago or something, and he was talking about how he started the free software movement, and he said that he wrote in one of the Usenet postings that he was not sure that he would be successful. Sometimes it would be fun to have a time machine and go back and show him one of the Pine phones. You did that.
Yep.
He would probably be disappointed because the Pine phone runs like binary blobs in the kernel or something like that. But
yeah, actually, the Pine phone doesn't run any binary blobs.
It doesn't?
No, the only blob in it is in the modem.
Because
the modem is a Quectel.
Okay. I forgot that the graphics driver we have in the kernel now is actually binary blob free.
Yeah. I believe there's no blobs in there anymore.
Yeah.
It's all mainline, from what I understand.
Yeah, they replaced it. Like, someone reverse engineered the Mali driver and came up with this thing called the Lima driver, and it got accepted into the kernel. So that's cool. But. Yeah. I don't know.
Now, so this is not a Qualcomm modem then, right?
Not Qualcomm. It's Quectel, Quectel.
Okay. Because there was at least one modem, and I can't remember if it was Qualcomm or Broadcom, that had some sort of a security vulnerability. Do we know if this one has that? This one has it?
I have not heard anything about this one, about having any kind of vulnerability.
Okay.
There's a great guy on YouTube if you want to know more about this.
Okay.
His name is Rob Braxman, and he has a channel called Rob Braxman Tech, I believe. He's an internet privacy and security guy, and he does it. In-depth review of the Pine phone, also the Pine phone versus the Librem 5, which is another Linux phone that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And he has pretty good information. He's not 100% perfect all the time, but
that's
he's
a company called Purism, is it not?
Purism, yeah.
About? Uh-huh. Purism. They're pretty proud of their phones, I've got to tell you.
Yeah,
it's a thicker, heavier phone that's more metallic. So it has more of a premium feel to it, but it's also got a premium price tag. It's definitely because of the software work that they're doing, and
the price can come down.
Yeah,
that's true.
I wonder. So, The thing with the Libra Mode is the marketing surrounding it isn't all that great. They probably should be more upfront about how alpha quality the software is. There was a point where they released, like, you know, the first few batches of the Librem 5 didn't have the ability to make calls out or to receive calls, and it was still at a premium price tag. Like, they said, oh, it's ready now. We're gonna ship these out to people or whatever. And it's like, they probably. I mean, it makes sense that they do want to test the software and have the community develop it with them, but at the same time, they could be a little bit more upfront about how alpha quality the software is.
Yeah, I think it's a fine line between wanting to not shoot themselves in the foot and be honest at the same time.
But the thing is, when you charge a premium price like that, there's an expectation that it should work.
They're not in general retail release yet.
So. No, not with the word Linux attached. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Still, you can't charge $700+ and say, "Oh, by the way, it doesn't work yet." I mean, I'm sorry.
Microsoft does it all the time.
Well, yeah, which is why I don't run Windows at the house. So, the whole.
There,
I mean,
you go.
For me, running Linux on a phone. It blows my mind because you can. There's no more of this. You have to, you know, send all your statistics to Google or Microsoft or whoever's written your operating system. So, or Apple or whatever. So, oops, sorry, Robbie. I shouldn't have said that. My bad. Sorry.
You know what? What I thought about doing with the PinePhone yesterday. After we talked the other day, you could actually load MySQL or some database on this and run a database server off of it.
Yeah. I would absolutely have a go. I have a C application that uses GTK. Now, you know, looking at the forums and stuff, they'd rather you run KDE. So I don't know if a GTK application would work very well in that environment. But it uses SQLite in the background. So it's embedded database, not MySQL.
Right.
But I absolutely expect that it would work. I mean, it's a tiny little screen though, so I don't know how good the UI would look on such a tiny screen. But it'd certainly be interesting to try, and I would certainly have a go at it for sure.
I think something that we haven't really talked about too is that the PinePhone introduces a new form factor for certain types of appliances. Like, think about what I could do with NEMS if you had a NEMS server and then I created a distro that was for the PinePhone that would actually, there you go. But imagine if there was like a distro for the PinePhone that would with your NEM server and have all your stats on your screen, or, you know, who knows what else you could do, but make appliances that have a little 6-inch screen on it. That's pretty cool.
But
fits in your pocket.
Even you could even do this with the Pine Time. They have a watch now that they're selling.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
But they're still, you can't get the parts for, but it is the same sort of infrastructure.
Yeah.
It is. It's running Linux, and you can deal with this thing just like you do the PinePhone. It's just running Linux. What I love about that is it's not calling home all the time. That's the part that I love about it.
I'd really love to make an app for that.
The PinePhone doesn't run Linux per se. The development's happening pretty much. I mean, it can happen in any language, really, but they're doing it mostly in Rust right now.
Rust,
from what I can tell, it doesn't actually run a full kernel. It just runs a minimal, a very very basic kernel.
I misunderstood. I'm sorry. I thought it ran Linux under the covers.
Yeah, I did. I did too initially, but. The more I read about it, I think it's not, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
Well, I mean, if you could develop, like, if they could set it up so Where am I going with this sentence?
Nowhere fast.
Well, this is why you need your tea.
Yes.
Yeah. Have another sentence.
While you're thinking of your sentence, here you go. The Pine Time Development Kit is available for purchase right now on the Pine Store.
Nice.
So if you want the Pine Time Development Kit, you can buy it right now. But it's not going to be a complete watch.
I thought I tried to get it. I couldn't. It's set out of stock. But I guess.
Oh, maybe that's changed recently.
Well, I'll have.
The last time I checked was about a week ago, I think.
Yeah. I should absolutely check that out. I'd love, to create an app for that for system admins that would be like a notification app. Just be able to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Just imagine looking at your watch and being able to tell the status of all your NEM servers.
Oh yeah.
All your networks.
Okay. And Robbie, it has a heart rate sensor in the Pine Time watch.
Awesome.
Now, I don't know if it's as slick as the smart bands, but it certainly has a heart rate sensor.
So here you go, Robbie. You can have NEMS monitor your health.
Wouldn't that be neat?
There you go.
Add a sensor for it.
Well, we should know where the data would be going.
The Pine Time Dev Kit is available.
It goes where you get to send it. That's the beauty of it. It doesn't phone home because
And NEMS is an operating system that you install on like a Raspberry Pi.
So it's self-hosted, in other words.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Pine 64 site says the Pine Time Developer Kit is available.
Oh, good. Oh, excellent. Okay. I'm gonna go get one today. Yeah.
I'll have to look into that too. That sounds like an interesting project.
Because just for curiosity's sake, more than anything else, one of the things about this, Robbie, is that you have to install an application called H-Band on your Android phone, right?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
That thing phones home.
It doesn't.
And I'm yes.
And sharing my heart rate with the Chinese government.
Yes, you absolutely are. Yes.
Oh well.
Lots of things phone home, and some things phone other places.
I read this morning that the
iOS Zoom app phones Facebook, whether or not you have an account.
Oh no. Oh no.
Okay then. That's not creepy at all.
I'm gonna delete it off of here. I want nothing to do with Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Facebook is a
I heard that.
I left a year ago and I don't miss it.
I never connected.
Speaking of Facebook, you guys are familiar that Firefox put out a container for Facebook. It's an extension for Facebook, an extension for Firefox.
Yeah.
That basically sterilizes Facebook in the browser, so that they can't track where you're going online.
Yeah,
nice.
That's great. Yeah,
I like Firefox the term just sterilizer. Like,
oh, we're not having this. Yes. We're going to do this.
Quit. That's get great. The wet wipes.
And on the subject of being spied on by the Chinese government, have any of you seen that Linus Tech Tips video where he bought that Chinese television, and it required him to share all the information that the television collects with the People's Republic of China.
To use
the TV. He couldn't even use the TV unless he agreed to that.
It's unreal. Wow.
Time to install Linux on the TV, I think.
Yeah.
Or just get a stupid TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I have.
Plug your Roku into it and you're good.
Yep. Yeah, there you go.
I have one. That's an element for an element in the other room.
Speaking of China, okay, that subject, I read an article.
One at a time, folks.
Yeah. I read an article today that in China for the last few weeks, all cell phone users are required to install a specific app that will. It has three colors to indicate whether or not you are sick or not. And you are not allowed to cancel your cell phone service for the past few months. Oh, yeah. And in despite of that, in the last 3 months, the Chinese cell phone providers have closed 30 million cell phone accounts. So there's people are talking about what is going on despite that they are not allowed to cancel their cell phone service.
I just appreciate how Solbu is able to always end our coffee break on such a high note.
Yeah.
That's all the time that we have. So with that in mind, thank you everybody for being here. And I am posting updates throughout the weekend on Kickstarter, cat5.tv/kick. Keep in mind, tomorrow is our move day.
Yay!
So we're working on the schedule because we have to keep our social distancing rules, and we're not going to do any
more of that phrase.
Sorry, dude.
You're going to be working together to move. You're not going to be 6 feet away from each other all the time. It's like,
well, we are spacing it out, and we've got it set up so that there's no more than 5 people that are going to be on site at a time. So we're doing
our part. Is sensible.
Yeah, so we're doing our part to try to protect others and protect ourselves and do what we can. So, but the move will happen. I got a call from the truck company. They've got the truck for me, and they're waiting for me tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock. All right. And our alarm installer is going to be at the new studio at 7 to start wiring in the alarm system. So I think everything's going to go real well.
Yay.
Oh, congratulations.
Well done.
Thanks, guys. Well, have a wonderful afternoon. I'll be in touch over the weekend. And, of course, you'll see me in Discord as well. So.
Right. Bye.
Good luck tomorrow. Everyone.
All right. Hang in there.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to go get some tea.
Have a great day, everybody.
See you. I'm off to see the contractor. Bye.
Yep. All right. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Enjoy.